Hello and welcome to Solo Voices on European Indie Music Network. Here we are with Eric Strauss, that is an electronic artist, and so many much things. And first of all, hello and welcome to the Solo Voices. You can introduce yourself. Who is Eric Strauss?
Hi, everybody. I'm a DJ producer and visual artist from Italy. And I use Eric Strauss as a nickname, as the artistic part of myself. Even it's more than myself. I start some parallel paths. So I make music, painting, and performing. About 20 years ago, when I discovered David Bowie, and so that changed my way of thinking about living. And so I've mashed up all these things and tried to make it something new.
And well, with David Bowie as is a big influence in your heart, still now.
Still now, because I got even yesterday I saw again Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, the famous last concert, the last live concert from Ziggy. I like Bowie because it's always something new. He tries something new every time. Each time that release some new album, release a new character. So this is the most likely thing about him.
What initially drove you to the world of music and art, particularly disco funk and classical music?
Yeah, I started listening to music thanks to some vinyls and audio tapes from my relatives that they used to buy during the 70s and the 80s. So my uncle had a Technics turntable, and sometimes I used just to spin it and watch the light. But sometimes I listen to Donna Summer, Chic, Supertramp, Cerrone, Chris Rea, and so Jean-Michel Jarre. So something pop, something funk, something more electronic. And my grandma instead gave me the first audio tape. So it was classical music with the first song was Under Schönen Blauen Danube. So the Sul Bel Danubio Blu, the Johann Strauss Secondo. And I paid the tribute by choosing Strauss as a nickname. And this is Eric is the real part of the name, but Strauss is my official nickname thanks to this audio tape.
And what motivated your move to Berlin, and how did the city's music scene impact your musical style?
Well, I want to see the city because of David Bowie, and then because there was a EMA, and it was a 2009, so European Music Award. But tickets was sold out even before the flight. But I take the flight and book in the hotel anyway. And funny fact about it is that I was working in Alexanderplatz. It's about 5 p.m. And when I see a big crowd in front of hotel, ask to a girl, what they are doing here? What everybody's doing here? We are waiting for Tokyo Hotel. I don't like Tokyo Hotel, but I wait anyway just to feel the vibes. And when an MTV van came by, they start to throw away some cards. Ask to the same girl what they are doing. They are giving some passes from EMAs. So I take one, I take a run. Run to the hotel, get a fast shower, dressed up, so excited, take the tube and go to O2 Arena, and then I get to a DMAs anyway. It came by a surprise. It was a funny night with Katy Perry and some backstage effect, some live with Leona Lewis, Beyoncé, D2 from Brandenburg Gate. Shakira and so on, Green Day. So yes, it was a big night.
And all thanks to Tito Cutter at
I've
the end.
seen I see the band alive, but I don't get the vibes from Tokyo. But okay, I guess some other night in a minimal underground club in Tresor Fritz Club. But I get some. I start to mix this experience. So something minimal underground. I released my first EP. But also with some influence by with some don't know rock but pop like a bow which I try to mash up everything electronic something experimental.
Could you describe the transition from discovering a minimal to becoming a clubbing DJ in Italy? And if you want to tell us some anecdote or history about the clubbing nights.
Yeah, after this experience, I started promoting myself and I got my first gig. It was my first one. I don't even haven't mixed before. So I set myself before learning to mix. And so 2 weeks before this live event, it was a pool party. I bought the console, the Pioneer CDJ 400 and an X mixer. Training myself and buy some tunes in digital, some on Beatport, and then I get myself to this third gig. Funny fact is that I was warming one night in another club with Pioneer CDJ 1000, so with waveforms and everything that that a DJ could wish for. But in this warming phase, something went wrong. One of the controller broke, and so I called the owner of the night. And fortunately, luckily, he had this CDJ 100 in this basement. So I played the night with a CDJ 100 and 1000. So it's like walking with a heel and a slipper. But everybody has saw a lot of fun, celebrate and give us some good feeling, congratulate with myself. So it was this was like an Ibiza, they told me that. I think that was be a disaster, but yeah, everything's great.
And how do you approach the fusion of different musical genres like cool jazz, Bristol 90s, trip hop, ambient, and many more influences in your compositions?
Oh, I like jazz because it's improvisation. So I like the trumpet from Miles Davis, Chet Baker, saxophone from Joel Coltrane. And then I think something that could easily fit ambient and experimental and could be easily sampled in some trip hop tunes, down tempo tracks. So I listen to these tunes. I recommend the Rebirth of Cool Syria. I got some jazz and trip hop experiment that I used to use as a reference.
And how do you balance your roles as a DJ, producer, and visual artist? Do they influence each other?
In a solo exhibition that I did about a year ago, I realized three paintings about La Divina Commedia by Dante Alighieri. So I paint Dante, Virgilio, and Beatrice, and joined it to three tracks that I produced with another electronic duo from Ravenna. Ravenna is the town where Dante is dead. We celebrate the 700th anniversary of death of Dante by producing this track, Inferno, Purgatorio, Paradiso, and melting with the painting. So Inferno with Dante, Virgilio with Purgatorio, Beatrice with Paradiso. So yes, visual art and music, I think it's a good thing. They could easily melt in together, yeah.
Can you share a behind-the-scenes anecdote or interesting story related to your journey as an artist?
Beh, questa l'abbiamo, l'ho detta prima, non so se puoi unirla, se la tagliamo.
Ah no,
L'hai chiesto prima insieme.
no, se vuoi dire qualcos'altro, quello era relativo più che altro al fatto
Ah,
de durante le notti, intendevo, se vuoi dire
ok.
qualcosa rispetto alla musica in generale.
In generale, un evento particolare. Adesso, one night, I was not playing that night, but I was just hanging around in this club. And someone told me, asked me, "Are you really Eric Strauss?" So they they approached me as a big star. I don't know what to say. It was kind of an autograph request, but I just say yes, I am. But I think that I'm nothing special, but this was something strange to me.
What's your favorite part of the music creation process, from writing to recording and performing? And do you have any unique rituals?
I think that's a specific moment. Could be that flash before put that idea in a jaw. It's the best part when you realize that you can make something new, a step forward in your own journey. So it's also mixing embarrassing because it's a handcrafted thing. Because it's not so digital, even if it is. So the idea and the mixing part, I think that's is the best part of the process.
How do you envision the future of electronic music and visual art evolving?
I think that could be interesting with AI, so with some new technology to make a new artwork and a joint music every time that everyone walks in a room. I mean, you could be the artist of your own artwork, your own music, so you can, with your mood in this specific time, you can realize an artwork and music. So everything handcrafted for one specific person, everyone could be almost famous, almost an artist.
And what are your goals and aspiration for the future? Do you have any specific milestones or projects in Horizon?
I'm working on a new album, but I think that I will release later this fall and this year. Something more ambient, more soundscape, soundtrack album than the previous release. So less trip hop, more experimental, more synth. And I'm started releasing some tracks. So I have also released Subside on a Deep Electronics label. And then I just released Inside as a new single for this album.
Can I ask you how is the music situation, music scene in your city? If there are some opportunities or interesting things?
Oh, there is some bar, not so many discotheque. Unfortunately, club. Also, all the clubs where I was used to play, everything's closed. But I got some small realities, so some bar, some local pub, local live event, even in some library, something interesting, or even some stores. Not so much since for DJ, more for live concert, so something more acoustic. This is the actual situation here in the city.
We are talking about Padova. I forgot to tell to
Yeah,
for our listeners.
Padua. Yeah, Padua.
Now we will play your new single Inside. You can introduce it for us and let us know what do you want to express with the song and the concept.
Yeah, Inside is the first single for the new album, so it's the first step of this process. I've met some beats from trip hop, but more minimal clubbing oriented, with some soundscape feeling, with some synth. So it's exploring something new, but using something that I used to play before. So it's kind of new dimension for me, with as every time that I made some new songs, some new tracks, always something new, but with solid basement.
Thank you so much for your time with us. Now we will
Thank
listen
you.
inside. You guys, you can found the Eric Strauss obviously in Spotify and also on Facebook, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube, and Instagram. And again, thank you so much for your time. And now we will
Thank you.
listen.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Inside. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Ciao, grazie.
Ciao. Grazie a te tanto. Ciao, grazie.